This is another in the biweekly series of reports to the people of Minnesota by Senator Eugene J. McCarthy. Today, Senator McCarthy is questioned about various issues now pending before the Congress. Senator, Congress is showing some signs of adjournment fever now. Some of the pending business is likely to go by the boards. What do you see as the absolute minimum that must be accomplished before this session ends?
Well, I don't think there's really very much left that we have to do this session. We ought to, of course, approve all the appropriations and put the government on a kind of a rational financial basis before we adjourn. I hope that we'll act on the Social Security bill, although, in fact, we could act on it next year and make it retroactive. But generally, the prospect of making a retroactive bill, to me, is not a sound practice. So taking care of those two or three things and principally, of course, the approval of the foreign aid bill plus the appropriation. I think since everything we've done in this session carries over into the next session, we don't have to start over again as we do after an election, that I think it might be a good idea if we did adjourn and the members of the Senate and the House could get back to talk to their own people.
The President has indicated some disappointment about the record of this first session. Do you share that disappointment?
I don't really know whether he ought to be disappointed. He might be disappointed. I don't think he ought to be surprised. There are a number of reasons. One, we got off to a very slow start, particularly in the Senate. It permitted the Senate to waste about 1 month on reorganization, most of which was unnecessary and which was never taken up by the House. Following that, we had almost 2 months on a tax bill, but of that 2 months, most of the time was spent on the proposal with reference to the public financing of presidential campaigns. So that took care of roughly the first 4 months, so that the actual business of the Senate, which ought to concern us, was not ready for action until about May, and I think we've done reasonably well considering the composition of the House and particularly of the House, because the Senate's been ready, considering the fact that we lost the first 4 or 5 months of the session on what were largely irrelevant matters. For example, in the case of the 2 months, roughly 2 months, on the so-called investment credit repeal, I think we had 24 roll calls on matters wholly unrelated to the substance of the bill, and after nearly 2 months, the whole business was recommitted. The effect of that was to wipe out 24 roll calls. It was suggested, for example, that Margaret Smith, who's made a special point of never missing a roll call, we ought to subtract 24 from her record, just to have the batting average show right. It's like a ball game that's been rained out before the fifth inning. So this is part of the problem of this session of the Congress.
The President's income tax surcharge plan is dead for this year. If Congress finally enacts your Finance Committee plan for a boost in Social Security taxes, won't that take enough heat out of the economy to make the tax surcharge unnecessary even next year?
Well, I don't think that what we're talking about now would quite be the equivalent of what the administration has been asking for. I think that if we were to increase Social Security taxes, as has been proposed by some, and if the automobile strike, which is now going on, reaching out into the two major companies, Chrysler and Ford, or rather General Motors and Ford, that the combination of a prolonged automobile strike plus some increase in Social Security taxes might have the effect of taking the steam out of the economy to a point where the surtax might not be necessary. And I'd hope that the administration might give consideration to some other taxes rather than the surtax as a device for controlling inflation next year.
Senator, there's been a lot of talk in this country recently about the right to dissent. A recent headline said that the Russians are still wary of dissent. Does this mean they have some of the same problems we have?
Well, there's no question but what the Russians, the communists, have always had a problem of dissent, and their whole effort has been to suppress it. I think that, as you know, I've been kind of advocating dissent and disunity, at least within the Democratic Party, and the general demand on the part of some of the spokesmen, what we call leaders in the party, has been that this is a time for unity. I don't think it is a time for unity when the issues are significant and when they're vital and when they are important. That there's no better time to discuss foreign policy or differences within politics in America than in a presidential year. And I been somewhat disappointed, particularly in spokesmen for my political party who have been asking for unity on crucial issues, when the whole tradition of our party has been one of disunity and of discussion and of controversy to the point of some kind of political settlement. And I hope that, the indications are that the people of the country are not ready to respond to this kind of advice, and in some cases it goes beyond advice.
Thank you, Senator. This was another in the biweekly series of reports to the people of Minnesota by Senator Eugene J. McCarthy. We invite you to listen next week at this time for a report from Senator Walter Mondale.